they do, declare heat obsolete?
14 below out there.
Remember our deal, when it hits 15, we set fire to the barracks.
Right, according to rank.
Doberman, will you give somebody else a chance?
But only half of me is warm.
So you'll get the other half warm later.
Hey.
Left.
No more coal.
Hey,
Brubaker, when are you going to get the furnace fixed?
Yeah, this souvenir of a Spanish-American war is on its last legs.
I gotta see Sergeant Philco.
Well, when you see him, tell him we got no more coal, and it's his turn to go and get some.
Yeah, and we burned all the comic books. Yeah.
Look alive, you meatballs. Forming,
let's go, Forming. Come on, let's go.
Come on.
Sergeant Philco.
What is it? What?
Letter ready for roll call.
All right, roll call. All right, look alive. I'm on the job of Forming. Hey, buddy, I'm on the job. All right. What's the matter? Can't you guys stand a little cold? All right, roll call. Anderson.
You.
Doberman.
You.
Filipowicz.
You.
Run.
Wait a minute. You're all here, aren't you?
Yeah.
All present and accounted for.
This is murder.
Funny. Maybe this is a survival test nobody told us, huh?
Hey, Sarge, this is murder.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Yeah. There's something you can do. You can start showing a little cooperation around here. Look at this. Empty. That's all we're going to take turns going out of the coal bin and filling the bucket.
Sarge.
No excuses. Who's the slacker? Point him out to me. Who's the man who thinks so little of his buddies?
Sarge, it's your turn.
Which brings me to the subject of coal conservation. Now, men, we got to start saving fuel. We can't throw a bucket out every time one of you guys feels a draft. Come on. Show some fortitude around here. We get... Trick or treat? What is this? Who are you?
Private Brubaker.
Brubaker?
He's a new boy. You put him in charge of quarters.
Brubaker, I'm a double.
Hear me, hear.
Brubaker, I put you in charge of quarters. You're supposed to fix the furnace. You've been goofing off pretty good, Brubaker, huh?
Sarge, I've been in those furnace flues all week.
Oh, that's where you were. I was ready to mark a AWOL. Pretty good deal you worked out for yourself, huh, Brubaker? We're in here freezing. You're snug as a bug in the flues, huh? No wonder we can't get any heat in here. You've been stopping it up.
Honest, Sarge.
Warm weather soldier, huh, Brubaker?
Sarge.
One man, mind you. One man like you at Valley Forge, and today we'd all be British.
But Sarge.
But Sarge.
I found out what was wrong with the furnace.
What?
It had no grate.
No grate?
I put in a requisition for a new one.
Well, at least he's on the ball. You put in a requisition?
Yes, sir.
In the army, you put in a requisition? You actually went to an officer and handed him a requisition? Tell me. Did he laugh at you?
No, sir. He said he pushed it right through channels.
Through channels? Oh, you dreamer. Alice in Wonderland. He put in a requisition.
But, Sergeant Philco, how else can you get a furnace grade?
How else? There's 100 barracks on this post. Each barracks has a furnace room, right? Each furnace room has a grate, right? Now, sometime tomorrow, somebody won't be watching one of those grates. In you go. Out it comes into our furnace on a double look. Hey, good.
Sarge, you mean just take one out of somebody else's furnace?
How do you think we lost ours? Look alive, huh?
But Sergeant Philco, isn't that stealing?
Kid, there's no stealing in the army. It's just that a lot of equipment keeps moving around. Isn't that beautiful? He put in a requisition.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's see how sorry you are. Go on, fill a bucket on it. It's a nice kid. I wonder what he looks like.
It's going to be a cold winter.
You're not kidding.
That is. It's cold in here.
So we thought you'd never get here.
My jeep froze.
Oh.
You're the duty rosters?
Duty rosters.
Duty rosters.
Post bulletin.
Post bulletin.
Post bulletin.
Worksheet.
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 Weekly schedule.
Weekly schedule.
Weekly schedule.
Seems to be getting warmer in here.
Yes, a little warmer here, sir. I guess that you're here is very...
Special bulletin from special services. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Ooh. Boy, I can hardly wait for the colonel to send out one of those yearbooks with those nice thick covers. They burn nice.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, that's it. Dismissed. Boy, this is like Siberia with uniform. What is this?
Hello, put it in here.
Wait, let me look at it. Oh, this is beautiful. That special service. They're really on the ball. Get a load of this. Attention. Join in the National All-Soldier Singing Contest. Form a glee club in your barracks.
Imagine our platoon singing.
We're lucky they can talk. Oh, that's special service. They're really on a ball. Get a load of this. Don't forget, men, the finals are at Camp Phillips. That's beautiful, isn't it? As if it matters.
Camp Phillips?
Yeah, who cares, Pam? Camp Phillips. That's right outside of Florida, isn't it? Right next... I was right. Camp Phillips. Miami. Hey. If we win the singing contest...
But I'm the opera tune singing it.
All right, you Nightingales, on it over here. Men, Then for your bikini suits, we're going to Florida.
Yeah! All right, men, remember what I told you now. We're a unit now. We're not soldiers. We're singers for a while. All right? Now watch the hands. There's a special arrangement. I stayed up all night making this. Now watch the words. And remember, we sing Acapulco. That means with feeling, right? Watch the hands. Here we go now. Fill your voices. All right.
Chiba, chiba, dream. Chiba, chiba, dream.
I dream of genie.
By the words with Dixon.
With the light brown hair. Born like a zephyr.
By the words.
On the summer air.
What is that? This is a romantic song. Stephen Foster wrote it and dedicated it to his wife. It's romantic. He wasn't hailing a cab. What is that?
Look, Sarge, what are we knocking ourselves out for? We can't sing.
Excuse me, I guess I didn't hear right. Did I just hear a soldier in the United States Army use the word can't? You meant to say can do, didn't you?
No, but Sarge, we're just wasting our time.
Yeah, we are. All right. Excuse me, it's going to kill you to learn one song that you can sing in mixed company, huh? Florida, fellas, Florida, remember. We got over $300 in the welfare fund. That means money in our pockets. Florida. It's 90 above there, men. Think of those bathing beauties, huh? Wait a minute. Yeah? Charlie, come on. Just a minute. Corporal Barbella, will you open that door? Where is that, say? Trip, pip, pipping. Where is that? Read the words. I see her tripping. Acapulco, fellows.
I see her tripping. Where the bright streams play. Happy are the days.
I can't help you if you don't help me. Read the words. What are the words? What does that word say?
Happy.
Happy. Show it in your voices. It's happy. It's gay. Happy. Be gay, like. And.
Happy. Happy as the daisies that dance on her way.
Many were the blind words a merry voice did pour. Many were the blithe birds that wore both them on.
That's the only tenor we got. Men, we're in a lot of trouble.
Looks.
No offense, Dobman, you're doing the best you can. But it's very important, this part. This is the part where the judges are going to watch us. Fellas, we got to distract them. You know what I mean? We got to block them out a little. Give me a hum. And hold it. And.
Many were the wild notes of
heaven. No,
we got to
do something. All we got to do is distract from him. We got to get the attention away from him for that few bars.
Maybe we can start a fight.
That's very clever. He's trying his best, isn't he? Now, look, wait a minute. Can you wing this for me? It's not in the arrangement, but can you remember this? Hi, genie, ho, genie, hidey, hidey, ho, genie, hi, genie, hi, genie, ho, when I bring you in, all right? And.
Many
hi, genie, ho, genie, hi, genie, ho, genie, hi, genie, ho, genie, hi, genie, ho, genie. No good. I can still hear him. Try it alone. Sing it tacit, but very soft. Don't make a big thing out of it. Just nice and restrained.
Many were the wild notes of every voice.
Put that out. A man is singing.
Many were the blind birds.
Oh, sorry. All right. What do you want to throw in the towel? We just started. This is our first rehearsal. Who do we have to beat in this contest? Fred Waring? We got to beat Zawicki and his kitchen platoon. Pendleton and those creeps from the quartermasters. Come on, fellas. We can do it. Believe in it. Watch me. Watch my hands. Every finger is telling you a story. Watch it. Now, this is the finish. Nice and sweet with expression. Acapulco. Here.
I dream of genie.
Swell.
With the light brown hair. Floating like a zephyr.
Sweet.
On the soft summer.
Genie is the sweetheart of the third platoon.
Oh.
going to level with you, fellas. I wouldn't buy any suntan oil if I was you for a while. All right, take five. Get dressed. Rocco.
Joe.
Give it to me straight. Maybe I was too close to him. How do they sound?
For true?
For true.
It's the worst singing I ever heard in my life.
Agreed. How can 12 miserable voices get into one platoon at the same time? I can't understand.
If I only had one soloist I can build around. That Doberman. He's a real Shrek.
Oh, don't go. The colonel wants to see you right away.
Colonel wants to see me?
The colonel wants to see me, huh? Wonder what happened. You think he found out about that Jeep engine I put in my car?
No, I covered that.
Betting? Betting on a singing contest, sir?
Surprised, aren't you? Now try and tell me you're not behind the whole thing.
Sir, I don't know anything.
He denies it, Anderson.
Colonel Hall, we just checked on that gambling. Bilko had nothing to do with it.
What? What? Gambling on the post and Bilko had nothing to do with it?
It's a corporal in Company A who's been making book on the contest.
Oh, Bilko, I owe you an apology. I accuse you out of force of habit.
Yes, sir.
I should have checked to see if you were guilty or not, but up till now, I never had to.
Gee whiz, sir, I'm no angel, I know, but, I mean, after all, betting on a fine cultural thing like a singing contest. Sir, what man would stoop so low as to do a thing like that?
Corporal Zinzer.
Zinzer. Zinzer. His name is Zinzer. Corporal Zinzer. He's in Company A. Here, take this and bet it.
Ernie, I don't like it. Not only are you betting against your own platoon, but you're using their welfare fund to do it.
There's no bet involved. This is a gambler's dream. Now, look, we know something nobody else knows, right? We know our platoon cannot win.
Not one chance in a million.
So, we bet on the other three platoons. The odds are 4-1. We make at least 25% of our money.
But, Ernie, betting against our own boys.
It's sordid, but profitable.
Well, we got 300 bucks here. How much you want to bet, 100?
Wait a minute. Fellas, let me hear that song from Doberman's part again.
Many are the...
All right, swell, thanks.
Well?
Bet the whole 300. All right, boys, rehearse, rehearse.
But, Sarge, the more we rehearse, the worse we sound.
Yeah, rehearse, rehearse. Keep it going.
All right, let's take it from Doberman's solo.
Many are the wild notes.
No, you hit the many, not the R.
Let's take it.
Are you trying to tell me how to sing?
What are you going temperamental on us?
Excuse me,
buddy.
Brubeck, get lost. We're busy, you see. All I wanted to say was that solo line goes like this.
Many are the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many are the blithe birds that warble them o'er.
Boys, we just won ourselves a trip to Florida.
Hey! Go get yourself washed up, Blue Bag. You're with us.
It's boys, it's in the bag.
Florida, it's a cinch. Let's go, boys.
I dream of Jeannie.
Don't stop, don't stop. Listen, fellas, I just made a very big decision. I want to see if I'm right. Let me hear that again.
I dream.
I'm right. Fine, fine.
I dream of
you. Boy, I couldn't even look him in the eye.
Don't look, just listen. Every note they sing makes our bet a cinch. I think I ought to bet a little more.
More? We bet the whole 300.
Now, you get an opportunity like this once in a lifetime. I think I'll sell the car.
Sell the car?
Yeah, where are you going to get an opportunity like this again?
Yeah, but I need
a... Wait a minute. Here comes Doberman's part. Get a load of this. Here's Doberman's big moment coming up.
Many are the wild notes.
What? You got the radio on? What is
that?
What?
Many
what
are
is this
the
racket? Get out of here! It's Brubaker.
I never saw this man before in my life.
He took a shower.
He's taking Doberman's place.
Oh, just like that. He's taking Doberman's place. You don't care what you go through to win the contest, huh?
You don't care if you break a man's heart here, do you?
I don't mind.
No, no, Bill. You ain't going to cover up that bleeding heart. You're my soloist, pal. Back in the furnace room.
No, hey, wait.
Don't care how you get up to the ladder to the top, huh? You don't care who you step on, do you, Brubaker? Requisitions.
You're going to requisition a new heart for a man whose heart you're breaking here?
Sergeant Bilko, I'm glad.
Look, Sarge, with Brubaker's voice, we're in.
Just a minute. I like to win contests as much as you guys do, but not in this sneaky, underhanded way.
What are you talking
about? You know what I'm talking about. He's ineligible.
Ineligible?
Yes. You saw the pamphlets. There it is. Former Glee Club in your own barracks.
So?
He's not in our barracks. He's in the finest room.
Well, the finest is connected with the barracks, ain't it?
The finest is connected to the barracks. Does it say that? Does it say Farmer Glee Club with the finest connected to the barracks? It says Farmer Glee Club from your own barracks.
There's only a little wall there.
A little wall will crush this man's spirit.
Just
that's
a minute.
What I've concerned.
Just a minute, Sarge. Just a minute, Sarge. You listen to them both. And you decide which is better.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Fair enough. You know I'm with you. I want to win. Let's hear you. Go on.
Many are the wild notes her merry voice would pour.
I must put in with you, it's a very nice, sweet, ordinary voice.
Voices like this dime a dozen. There's nothing that...
Let's hear you, Doberman.
Many are the wild notes her merry voice would pour. What's the matter, Sarge?
Oh, I'll be all right.
He's crying.
How can you keep a dry eye and listen to that voice? That's no ordinary voice. That's the voice of the soil. That's the voice of the masses crying out into the wilderness. This is a voice with earth in it.
Sarge, do you really think Doberman has a better voice than Brubaker?
Yes.
You're a nut.
You're crazy. Sarge, maybe you don't want us to win.
Shoot me. Shoot me, but don't ever say a thing like that again about me and my boys.
Go on, pull that trigger.
Right in the heart. I'd rather be dead than to be accused of being a traitor to my men. Let it go. Look at the way we're squabbling. We used to be a tightly knit unit. We were all together. Now we're fighting. No. All bets, all contests are off. No more singing.
Hey, we work like dogs.
I don't care. It's off.
Yeah, but Sarge, Florida.
I don't care.
With that welfare fund money in our pockets, Sarge?
Welfare fund.
Well, if you don't want to be in on it, Sarge.
Oh, wait. Let's not jump to conclusions. Please. Majority rules, okay with me. You want him? He's in. Now, look, Brubaker, it's riding on your shoulders. You got to put this thing across. We got a special arrangement, and it's all geared up for you to hit that high D and put
high
the...
High D?
Yeah.
I can only go to B. If I go higher than that, my voice cracks up.
It does? Stand by. There may be an emergency here. But look, if you can hit a B, you can hit a D. It's just a matter of just projecting a little.
Many are the high notes.
Let me hear that.
Many are the wild notes.
I see the trouble. It's this little vein. It's just got to be loosened, see?
Hey, Sarge, what are you doing?
I'm trying to help him, fellas. We got a whim, don't we?
Manny Arba. Get it, Lucy. Manny Arba.
See if you keep it loose. What
was this private's name again, Bilko?
Brubaker, sir. Claude Brubaker.
Well, isn't that the same man we almost transferred to the Aleutians until we found out yesterday that somebody had forged his name?
Yes, sir, but I'm checking on that, sir. We're going to find out who did that, sir. I'm checking
on
that.
You seem pretty high on him, Bilko. Recommending his immediate departure for officer's training school.
Yes, sir, I feel that every minute we keep him here, we're depriving the army of a real officer full of all the qualities that's needed, a real clean-cut fellow.
Come in.
Found him in the flues.
Couldn't you clean him up? Is that Private Brubaker?
I think so, sir.
Brubaker, do you realize what you were signing when Bilko got you to sign this application?
Not exactly, sir. You see, I don't read too good.
He can't read!
Well, sir, after you transfer him, he can exercise his eyes. It's just rolling
down. Quiet! This, then, Bilko, is your idea of officer material? As an officer, I consider that an insult. Bilko!
For you in the auditorium, sir.
Oh, yes, a singing contest. It goes on in an hour. Excuse me, Bilko. Here, something you requisitioned for your platoon is waiting to be picked up at the railroad station.
Thank you, sir.
I need it's a miracle. Look, the great for the finest, it arrives.
So what?
Sergeant, if you give me the keys to your car, I'll run down to the station and pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. Here. Now, be careful. Don't drive recklessly, you know. Got plenty of time. All right. Well, sir, our troubles are over.
You'll be back in 10 minutes.
You want to bet? Daddy.
He's singing.
Daddy, daddy.
In 1 hour, the contest is over. We win the contest. The platoon wants their money, and we're cooked.
We'll need that car to get out of the state.
They ever let you down? Hello? Roseville Police Station? I want to report a stolen car.
Ain't he...
You're a genius.
Listen to those creeps. They're terrible. We'll knock them right out of the box. We got nothing to... What's all these gloomy pusses around here? What?
What's the use? With Brubeck a gone, we're dead.
What could have happened to him?
Just disappeared.
Without him, we're nothing.
Is this my platoon talking? Are you ready to throw in the towel again? What's the matter with you guys? We still got Doberman. Come on, pal. Let's hear that voice. Give him a little confidence.
Many are the wild notes, our merry voice.
What? No, save it.
Oh, let's stop kidding. We're cooked. And I had it all arranged for my wife to meet me in Miami. Boy, she was sure looking forward to it.
Your wife?
My folks were coming down from Jacksonville to meet me when we got to Florida.
Your folks? Well, you guys didn't tell me. Gee, I'm sorry.
Don't blame yourself, Sarge. It's not your fault Brubaker disappeared.
Yeah, it's not your fault Brubaker disappeared.
What? What do you want?
All right,
what?
You're next.
Let's go to the
hall. Hold on, wait a minute. Lieutenant, sir, do you mind putting on some other platoon? We want to go on last. Do you mind?
Very well.
Thank you, sir. We weren't quite ready.
What do you mean?
What's the matter? Is the Jeep outside?
Right outside.
All right, look. Stall him till I get back. Keep stalling.
But Einie, listen. We got to be on stage in a few minutes.
But, Colonel, couldn't we wait just a few more minutes? Sergeant Bilko will be right back.
I'm sorry, Corporal. We've waited just as long as we can. We must go on. And now, the last contestants. Company B, 3rd Platoon.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, more like a zephyr on the summer air.
I feel
her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way.
Thanks to Brubaker, we are now in the semifinals. What a time we're having. Our $400 is almost gone, but it was sure worth it. Sorry that special detail came up and kept you from coming along. Wish you were here, your singing platoon.
One of them lucky dogs.
Hey, Sarge, we finished that detail. We could get a pass to go.
That's right, Sarge. We hop in your car. We're in Miami in a couple of days, huh?
Car? What car?
Your car. Sarge, you didn't.
No, I didn't, huh? How do you think they got the $400? What, have I got private oil wells?
Oh, Sarge, you sold the car.
Well, that'll be a lesson. You want to be a big operator, you got to pay off. From now on, everything is GI around here. No daydreaming. Come on. Look at this white pile up. Get those daily roster movements gone.
Hey, Sarge, look at this.
What?
Special Services. Armed Forces Boxing Tournament Finals at Fort Zimmer, Las Vegas.
You starting with the daydreams again? You starting with the contest at Las Vegas?
Armed Forces Boxing Tournament Finals at Fort Zimmer, Las Vegas. At hot desert sun.
Gambling.
I think I can get a chance to work out that roulette system I've been planning.
Yeah, but the platoon is gone. We got nobody left to fight.
Henshaw.
Yo.
File this in the outer office. Come here. Wait a minute. Let me see that. Do that again.
What did I do?
Do it. Did you ever see a right hook like that in your life?
No.
It's a bomb. Let's do that again. Oh, come on, tell me now. I'll keep it secret. What was your fighting name? Come on, battling what? Come on, you can tell me and I'll tell nobody.
I never did any fighting,
you
Sarge.
You never did any fighting. It's all... Look at those eyes. They're mean.
He's a killer.
He's a murderer when aroused. You can see it. Throw that hook here. Oh, I would hate to be on the... You're not a bleeder, are you? No.
Brubaker was played by Bob Dixon. Doberman by Maurice Gosfield. Henshaw was played by Alan Melton. Thank you.